Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are, of course, at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, because it's Monday. Enjoy all the upcoming Eagles playoff action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, online at chickiesandpeets.com. We will bring you the Nick Sirianni press conference in moments, where he may give us some inclination as to whether the starters, including Saquon Barkley, will play on Sunday. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Do you think the Eagles should play Saquon Barkley on Sunday to try to get the record 100 yards from tying the record? So 101 yards from breaking the record. I can't believe we started talking about this about a month ago, and it's almost the exact same situation. The yardage is a little bit higher, I think, when we first started talking about it.
You said 75.
75, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. It's just right, though. 100 yards. I know it's 101, technically, but it's basically 100 yards.
Could you imagine if they played him and he didn't get it?
He plays all four quarters?
Well, no, because you play him, and you got to play him until he gets it.
What if he? What if they tried to and he just doesn't get it?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Well, I would be too, but there's like, I guess, a chance.
I guess there is a chance.
215-592.
Mike's making the game go six quarters.
Yeah. Just keep going. it would be crazy, too, if you get to halftime. Let's say he's got 14 carries and 38 yards or something. Like, at what point do you say
pull the plug on it?
Yeah, to pull the plug on it, because that's even crazier if that situation happens. All the intrigue about Sunday, which is a meaningless game in terms of the standings in the playoffs, the intrigue about this and all the different situations would be crazy going into this game.
Yeah, it's the only intrigue about the game.
Yep.
There's nothing else intriguing about the game.
Well, aside from our seeing our guy Tanner McKee slinging the ball all over the field.
Wait till he's throwing to 84 and the other guys he's throwing. He ain't going to be throwing to A.J. Brown and Devontae.
Yeah, maybe Jahan Dotson will get his one touchdown this year.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Sunday.
Should the Eagles go for the record? Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike. Big Ike. Jackie, baby. Real quick. You know, this call was going to be about me and Spike. Spike was saying, I'm going to go ahead. I might as well concede. You got
No conceding yet. We each have a player going tonight.
Let me finish. I need 36 points, and I need Kittle to get hurt and warm up.
Wow.
So
classy.
It's a strong possibility. But, Spike, this call ain't about you. I real quick, what's name? It's about Jack. Because Jack said I choke. I ain't choke. What's name? Things happen. You choke. You got beat by the 6 seed. Who was the 1 seed? I beat the 3 seed.
Well, playoffs are a crapshoot. I had the best team all year.
No, I had
you
the best team.
Choke. I didn't choke.
You choked.
What's name? Just still admit, going
that you
down tonight.
Admit that you choked.
Saying, hopefully I get my 36 and Kittle get hurt. But Jack, you're a punk. The number 1 seed made it to the playoffs and didn't really get to play because I dogged you. I dog walked you the whole while.
This
so
is a different
sit over
angle.
There and keep testing your little smart ass.
No, it's just so good. See you deflecting from
you're
your absolute
on
choke
the top
job.
Where I drinking Kool-Aid.
It's a stray. I called a stray. I didn't even say anything.
I just can't believe you're in here talking trash when you're about to lose.
You shut up. You know what? I love this show because we're saying at the game yesterday, some people actually was like, Yoshi from Brewster? I was like, yeah. My guy was telling everybody I called a radio station. I'm not a big head dude. But guys, like, I'm the nation and you're Tim Jones. Everybody wants you to lose. Like, that's what they were saying. The guy was like, Spike like a dictator. He Kim Jong. We going for you. You the nation. Win or lose. I was like, yo, that is great. That is great. I love this show for getting that out, that guy yesterday. What's his name? In Section 114. What's his name? So even if you win, nobody cares, Spike. Nobody cares.
Oh, you're going that route.
Wow, this is a tough cope.
Yeah, this is really, really sad.
Sad from you.
Everybody loves it that I'm standing on the stage at the 60 and wasn't even supposed to be.
I never have to go to your calls, Yosh.
You don't even matter, bro. You don't even matter.
This is low.
Everybody's just like, nobody cares. And I still had to take up for you talking about he's a good guy. I love Spike. Showing pictures of us hugging and stuff to show that you are a good guy. But nobody cares. They still say, oh, he's trash. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
Being up in that stadium yesterday, bro, what's name, and embracing that 2,003 yards, man, I got my seatbelt on, drive the car, boy. I want that 102 yards, 101, whatever it is. Let's get it, man. Yep. Like, hey, come on, speak over there being Reuben Pfeffer, super cautious like my man from a long call. Don't nobody care about that. Get that daggone record. Run the
risk,
that boy.
The risk assessment guy.
You know what? The Giants might spread and
this Reuben Pfeffer,
like the Red Sea next week so he can get it. Because everybody on that team loves him, and they hate that he gone, and then they hate that, like, hey, get out of here.
That was
get
a good con- – I made a compelling argument with that one.
What, they're just going to let them do it? Yeah, I don't think so. But it is a good argument.
I believe the same thing. Let that boy get the record. What's his name? And less carries than daggone Eric Dickerson. Man, we already
want to get his hating butt up out of here. He made me want the record even more.
he made me want even more, too. I'm like Corey.
No, that's how I would
get
be.
Get in the template. Shut up. What's his name? You a bum. You on the couch. I want you to set net for the rest of the daggone call. What's the name? Let's get that daggone record. I would like to say, I said this team was going to be 13-4. Looked like we're going to be 14-3. When Ike and Spike and the bum sitting on the couch was getting game predictions months ago. And here we are. We're going to get the record next week. If Saquon said he said, if they let me play, I'm going to play. It's all on them. And I believe you got to let him play. Spike. It's going down tonight. George Kittle just got hurt. And
all right.
Stop. For 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. That'll give me 40-some points. Jack, you a bum. Talking about our joke. You the one seed.
What is that?
Fantasy
football is the whatever.
All of a sudden, Yoshi's become Chuck.
Yeah, I know.
Are y'all guys on tomorrow?
No.
Okay, well, I would like to say Happy New Year's. What's next?
I don't accept your Happy New Year.
Nobody cares about you. You know what?
Hold on. Nobody cares about Spike. No one cares about me. Everyone cares about Ike?
Yes.
I ain't even mad I'm losing right now. Last night was my anniversary. So you know I'm happy. Eagles won yesterday. Took my wife out. A whole bunch of money on it, and the covers was warm last night, baby. They were warm. They didn't even fix the bed up. It's still a mess up there.
It is.
I love y'all cats, baby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Yoshi.
Happy New Year, Yoshi. All right. That was out of control.
Oh, totally out of control.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which team are you on heading into Sunday's game against the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? What do you think, Ike, the reaction in the Twitter poll is? Play Saquon or sit Saquon?
Play Saquon.
What do you think the percentages are?
Let's go 67.
54.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to – it seems like the people who are rational about this and don't want him to play are being bullied, at least on the WIP airwaves, by everyone who has.
Good.
I see everyone. When I look online, there's plenty of rational people that are like, there's no way we should play this guy on Sunday. They haven't had a bye week since week five. It's been 3 months. The guy has more touches than any player in the NFL. Give him a breather. Let's go win a Super Bowl. But I feel like I just want you to know that if you were on the sit Saquon side, this is a safe place for you. I am here for you. I am on your side. Ike, not on your side. Jack, fraudulently not on your side.
Why is it fraudulently? Everyone else is allowed to change opinions around here, but the second I do it, I'm a fraud.
Yeah, but I didn't believe when you texted it to me last night. I knew you were a fraud. I knew you were coming in fraudulently.
No, because this is what happens, Spike. You get close enough to it, and you're like, you know what? It would be pretty cool if he
It would be great if he did.
But that's all Jack is. Yeah, that's all he's feeling. That's why he's like, you know what? Why not go ahead?
You start
and do
thinking
it?
About an all-time record.
Yeah.
And I'm a sportsman.
And here is Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Nick. Through six games, you guys had two takeaways. Last 10 games, you have 23. What factors do you think went into the turnaround in that area?
Yeah, we sure spent a lot of time on that, on takeaways, on protecting the football. You know, it's an emphasis in every meeting that we have. Every time they're out in the field, guys are doing a great job of getting after the ball. And sometimes that's just the way this goes. And you know, you have a streak where you start, you know, you open up some turnovers. Guys get confidence on how to do it, and the techniques and all those different things that play into it. And you know, you just kind of get on a roll. And I guess that's kind of what's happened.
Nick, now that you guys are locked into the two seed, have you made a decision on if you're going to play the starters next week and give Saquon a chance to, you know, set the record?
Yeah, still not there. And then, you know, obviously I gave the players off today. You know, they'll be back in a couple days, or they'll be back in next time I talk to you, they'll be back in. And so I'll always inform them before I inform anybody else what, you know, I know you guys are going to want that answer as soon as you guys can get it. And I'll try to help you guys do your job as much as I possibly can, but I'll always inform our players of things first, but still, you know, still sorting through things right now at this particular moment.
We'll go to Brooks and then Tim.
Yeah, Nick, is Jalen Hurts yet out of concussion protocol?
Yeah, no new information on there. Haven't met with our medical team yet. You know, still going through our game evaluations today, and then we'll move on here to the Giants. But no new news for you guys on the injury front.
And sorry to follow on that. If he does come out this week, I know you say you haven't made a decision, but what do you weigh kind of in a final game, him being out this past game, going into the playoffs, whether you think he needs on-game experience before, you know, getting into the playoffs?
Yeah, you take everything into account. You know, try to do the best thing for the team and try to do the best thing for each individual player as well. And so that's where we'll be. No decisions yet on anything.
We'll go to Tim and then Ed.
Nick, how do you guys attack this week? I mean, you have one of two potential playoff opponents in the Packers and the Commanders, and obviously the Giants week 17, week 18. So how do you sort of divvy up, you know, those responsibilities as you're looking ahead towards the, you know, towards the playoffs?
Yeah, get ready for the Giants. You know, everything we need to do in a normal week, we got to do this week, and get ready to play the Giants on Sunday.
So you're not doing any advanced, like you don't do advanced work this week?
Just getting, you know, we take one day at a time, one week at a time, getting ready for the Giants.
Yeah. We'll go to Ed and then Olivia.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. I just want to ask you about Cam Jurgens. I know the season started, you know, with a lot of questions about, you know, Jason Kelce retiring and, you know, how Cam would do. Now that you've had a full season with him as a starting center, what, you know, what are your thoughts about him and how he's played and how he's kind of been able to fill those shoes?
Yeah, I think he's done a really nice job. It's never easy to replace a legend, you know, which we all know how special of a player and leader Jason Kelce was, and so he's had to step in and fill those shoes, and I think he's done a really nice job. You know, obviously you look at everything first. You look at having 13 wins. Cam, the center of a 13-win football team, you know. He's got to play good for that to happen. So he's played good for us to be able to do that. You know, you got a 2,000-yard rusher, which is special, right? You know, the center's got to play good for that to happen as well. And so, you know, I think all the writing's on the wall of that of how good a football he's played and all the good things that he's done based off of what this team has done. And never easy to do what he had to do there. But he's really played good football through these 16 games.
We'll go to Olivia and then Dave.
Hey, Nick. Kenny said after the game that he was going to get more tests done on his ribs. How is he doing? And does his injury give you any pause about playing him for any amount of time against the Giants this weekend?
Yeah, we'll see where he is as the week continues. You know, I haven't met with them yet on this, you know, with the injuries or anything like that. So I'll have more information for you next time we talk. But Kenny sure showed, you know, toughness, you know, to be able to go out there. I mean, you know, and he was able to go out there and play really good football to help us, you know, to help us win that football game, you know, through something that is very painful. And so it just shows you how tough of a competitor he is and how tough of a person he is that he went out and did those things. So really excited for him of how he played. And, you know, I'm sure he's sore. I'll let you him answer that. Again, don't have that information, but I'm sure he is. Just what a, you know, all I can say, you know, is we got a group of tough football players in here. And that shows in a lot of different ways. That shows through your mental toughness, your physical toughness, and your ability to play through things and play through pain, which at this point in the year, everyone's playing through pain. But Kenny, you know, really just a special performance, you know, through the circumstances.
We'll go to Dave and then John.
Hey, Nick, this week, if you're able to get some second and third string players snaps, what's the value in that for them and also for the team?
Yeah, again, don't know obviously where we are yet with that. But anytime anybody's able to play, you know, game reps and meaningful snaps in the NFL, that's huge. You know, it gives you an evaluation process. It gives you those guys an opportunity that haven't gotten an opportunity to play in meaningful reps. So, you know, that's always huge when you can do that. Like I said, we'll see where we are with that, but, you know, good opportunity if that is the way we go.
We'll go to John and then Martin.
Hey, Nick, this is your fourth time, you know, coming to the end of the season, you know, reaching the playoffs. Understand you got week 18 to go, but just how much you've been in different circumstances, how much of your approach has changed over the years, or has it?
Yeah. Again, you try to grow each year and each day that you go through this thing and try to get better from the mistakes that you've made and try to even get better from the good things you felt like you've done. And so, you know, that's my message to the guys is constantly grow every single day. I'm not just saying that to those guys. I'm saying that to myself. I'm saying that to our staff, you know, players, coaches, and myself. So, you know, you think that you go through this enough and you go through these things, you're never going to have it all figured out. That's for darn sure. You're learning something new every day on this job. But it's just a matter of can you get better from all those things each and every day. And, you know, so you feel more prep. You know, every day I'm on this job, I feel that I've gotten a little bit better each day. And so, you know, I guess that to answer that, I'm 4 years better, I guess is what I'm saying.
Go to Martin and then Bob.
Hey, Nick. Getting back to Tanner McKee, I mean, obviously, you know, he was able to get in the game the other day. How important is that for his development? You know, obviously, since he really hadn't gotten into a game in just about two full seasons, and, you know, what did you think about the way he played?
Yeah, obviously, you know, hit 3 for 4 with 2 touchdowns. That's pretty darn good. And then threw another one that AJ made, probably one of the best catches I've ever seen on. He just happened to be a little bit out of bounds, but ball was in the right place. He went with the right place with the football. You know, accurate with the football. Ran our offense well. Got us in and out of checks. Was sound with his communication at the line of scrimmage and in the huddle. I mean, he did a lot of good things. And so anytime these guys get to play in these situations, you know, in game situations. And in preseason, you do your best to simulate that, but it's huge when you're able to get one of these 17 games in and play in that. And so anytime they're able to do – any player is able to do that, that's huge, especially at the quarterback position. So Tanner did a lot of really good things, as I mentioned, and we're excited about him. We're excited about, you know, him and Kenny. So, yeah, I really love that room with Jalen and those two guys being his backups. You know, really just got a lot of respect for that room and all the things that that room's been able to, how they've been able to continue to get better as the year has progressed.
We have time for two more, so we'll finish with Bob and Jeff.
Hey, Nick, two quick things. One, Slay said that Kenny's ribs were broken yesterday after the game. I know he's not a doctor, but is that the case?
Yeah, Kenny was hurt, and you know he had rib issues. And so, yeah, I mean, he was dealing with rib pain for sure.
And the other thing I just wanted to ask you, so you've had decisions to make the last game of the season all 4 years here. Now, your first year, you guys couldn't improve any on the seating. The other 2 years, you were still alive for something. How much did those things play into those decisions at that time?
Yeah, every year is a little different, right? And every team's different. And so I believe that first year, right, we were locked into the seventh seed. And so, you know, we decided to do what we did in that game. In 22, if I remember right, we were playing still to win the division and the one seed at that particular time. I think we had won 13 games at that point, and Dallas had won 12. And I think Dallas lost at the end of the year, and we won. But we had to win that game to get the one seed and get to the division. So a little different scenario there. The Giants rested players in that game, if I remember correctly. Last year, there was still a chance that we could have won the division. In that, it was kind of a little bit like 22, because we could have still won the division there had the Cowboys lost and had we won. So it was kind of the flip there. And then this year, right, you know, we're locked into the two seed. So every year is a little different, has been a little different. You know, I'd say it's still not a handbook of like, hey, if we're in this, I'm going to do that. And if we're in this, we'll do that. Every team's a little bit different. Every year's a little bit different. The situation may be similar. You use those past experiences to help you. But you got to feel where your team is and those different things to make the best decision for the 2024 Eagles and the individuals on that team.
We'll finish with Jeff here.
Nick, what went into the decision to have Jake Elliott handle kickoffs? And do you think suggesting that Braden would remain the kicker on Friday played a role in the success you guys had kicking off?
You know, again, with that right there, we knew we had a big job to do. With Turpin back there, I mean, he is a special, special football player. And so, you know, we wanted to do something there to, you know, with some of the ball placements that we were doing and where the ball was getting kicked. We thought Jake gave us an opportunity to be the best, you know, gave us the best opportunity to do that. And I can't say enough of how good the special teams unit, you know, Turpin was able to get out of there one time. They had a hold on that play to help him do that. But he's a dangerous player, and for us to do what we did on kickoffs, you know, with all the kickoffs that we had to limit his big play ability, and also on the punts, I think Braden and Jake did an excellent job there, and our kickoff units and our punt units there. So, you know, again, really was really pleased with the way the special teams units went out there, and anytime you got a player like that on the other side of the ball, that you got sleepless nights as a coach, and you're thinking about that an awful lot. And so anytime you're able to do that against one of the players in this, like Turpin is in this league, hats off to our special teams guys, the special teams coaches, Coach Clay, Coach Brown, Coach Panunzio. You know, great job by them, and then great job by our players are going out and executing.
There he is, Nick Sirianni. Does not confirm or deny
that Saquon Barkley will play. So two quick things before we get to calls. 215-592-9494. First thing, the dream is alive. Nick Sirianni did not say whether starters will play on Sunday. He said he will tell the players first, so he's not telling us, so we don't know. So should Saquon Barkley play on Sunday to go for the all-time rushing record, 215-592-9494? The other thing, first question of the press conference. Ruben Frank, God bless you. I have nothing but respect for you. How is the first question today about why they're getting so many turnovers and not about Saquon? How?
It's a good thing Elliot was there.
Now, Elliot gets...
And he got the second question.
Elliot, in the home stretch for Insider of the Year, does get the good question in there the last meaningful regular season press conference. Elliot gets in there. All right. Well, so the dream is alive, at least for one more day. And they're off tomorrow, right? So, so maybe, I guess, until the dream is till at least Wednesday. If he's not going to tell us until he tells them, then...
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. Wednesday is New Year's Day.
Oh, right.
So they'll come in tomorrow. They'll probably have the same schedule they had last week, where they took Christmas Day off.
And work tomorrow.
So that's probably when he's going to let them know tomorrow.
All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles go for the record on Sunday, play Saquon Barkley, or should they play it safe and smart? Nick, I'm begging you, be smart on this one, and not play him or the starters on Sunday. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.